This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, July 26th. Okay, so the personal consumption expenditures index is out. And it was exactly in line with economists' expectations, up 0.1% in June. The core rate was up 0.2%. Trailing 12 months, the PCE is up 12.5%. The core rate's up 12.6%. But the best news is Treasury yields meandered lower after that announcement. So we're still on track to have a very dovish FOMC statement next Wednesday on July 31st. I personally think the Fed should cut. They probably will not. They like to plod. We've had a dramatic decline in short-term and intermediate Treasury yields since late April, early May. And the Fed cannot fight market rates much longer. Now, rates are falling all around the globe, okay? In fact, China hit the lowest yields on their 10-year bonds today. So the global rate cuts are coming. Canada's going to cut for the second time. Europe's going to cut for the second time. Britain's going to cut for the first time. They were slow to cut because they had an election. And we're going to be forced to cut too because our market rates have come down. The Fed is way out of sync with market rates. The other thing that's going on, you're going to get some real estate relief. Prices are coming down, and there is a glut of new homes for sale now, 9.3-month inventory. So builders have to use incentives, mostly mortgage-related incentives, to move that excess inventory they have. So things are about to get good, folks. And speaking of getting good, I have even better news for you. We're getting our large cap earnings coming out, and they're working. So Deckers Brands just announced that their sales are up 22%. Their earnings have more than doubled. They were well above analyst estimates. And they have two hot brands. And excuse me if I mispronounce their brands. But Hoka is a running shoe. And, of course, they make the Uggs brand of boots. And those two franchises have stronger sales than all of Deckers' sales overall. So they're looking awfully good. But they do cater to affluent consumers. And so what we're seeing out there is the people with money are spending, and the people that don't have money are struggling. And that's showing up in food and some other interesting categories. So I'm ecstatic that Deckers is behaving like a lot of the small cap stocks. They were gapping up yesterday. Deckers will gap up 12 to 13% of the opening today. You'll also see Supermicro Computer's going to gap higher. So is NVIDIA. So earnings are working, and that's what we wanted to see. And they're working whether it's large cap, small cap, doesn't matter. So, folks, I want you to enjoy the ride. This are the best earnings in 2 years. It's every stock for itself right now. The Fed will join the party, start to cut rates. We'll get a strong signal next Wednesday, and the rate cuts will commence on September 18th. And we'll get another rate cut on November 7th, 2 days after the election. And it's just time to grow and prosper and be happy. Now, it is summertime. You're going to get air pockets. You're going to get volatility out there. But everything's on track for a stunning, stunning second quarter announcement season. And so far, so good. So enjoy the ride, folks. It's Louis Navalier.